Washington's Fall Voters Guide may be 20 pages longer and cost nearly $250,000 more to publish. That's because of a voter-approved requirement that all tax hikes appear on the ballot for an advisory vote. This year, there will be 5 of these non-binding ballot measures. Katie Blinn is with the Washington Secretary of State. She says each advisory vote requires 4 pages in the voter's pamphlet.
Certainly, while providing more information to the public is good and a benefit to the public, there is a cost to that because additional pages have additional printing costs.
The bulk of the printing cost is to list each lawmaker, their contact info, and how they voted on each tax measure. The Secretary of State's office is looking for ways to reduce the number of pages required. Anti-tax activist Tim Iman sponsored the ballot measures that require the advisory votes. He says the printing costs are a small price to pay compared to the cost of the tax increases over 10 years.